At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Welcome!
And we're back. Shocker. There's the bells. We got to get rid of it. I see why Christine threw them away now. It's starting to all make sense.
Well, they get on your nerves, I guess.
Well, and you, a person can't sit there and not hit it. I mean, it's just... See.
Well, especially when you had 12 of them.
Yeah.
With all different sounds.
Yeah.
That was a really fine bongo bells I had.
But anyway, we're back. It's Thursday here in the Duck Call Room. Look, thanks for joining us. I'm pleading with y'all to please get to 40,000 because I'm tired of making this announcement. But be sure you subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. YouTube.com/Duck Call Room. Once we get to 40,000 subscribers, we're going to pick a subscriber to have a 15-minute Zoom call with Uncle Si. That's all you have to do. All you have to do, subscribe to the channel, mention Si somewhere in a comment. We'll go back, pull them all, put them in a pot, and we're going to pick one lucky person to have 15 minutes with Uncle Si. So please, 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 please get to 40,000. I'm tired of having to read this and memorize it. And that's it. Also, coming up later in today's show, you see John David wearing a Duck Call Room podcast t-shirt.
I believe.
We're going to give you some ideas and a way to get some of that merch yourself. So be sure you listen later on in the podcast.
But without, free?
For free. Oh, one of our partners.
Because, I mean, you can't just go buy it, but this is for free.
Yeah. Chance to win it from one of our partners. I like that. Without further ado, look, guys, I think we can probably all self-admit something here. We are coming off Mother's Day weekend. Yeah. I think I'm going to just go ahead and say it right now. I'm a mama's boy. That's all there is to it. I am a mama's boy. So Mother's Day is always a cool holiday. You get to celebrate the moms. I know everybody's mother and mother figures in this room. And I'll say right now, our sample size is pretty strong on mothers and mother figures for who we all have in our lives. So, I think it's a cool day to celebrate moms. Dads, you get your turn coming up here. You boys that's had children, you get your turn coming up here in about a month and a half. But for our moms, just to take a step out, a day aside, give them some flowers, cook for them, all that kind of good stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
So moms make the world go round.
Yeah, you know. I was also known as Mama's baby boy. All of my siblings were jealous of the relationship me and Mom had.
Were you the favorite?
That's what they said.
That's what my sister says, too.
Yeah. You were the baby. And so was I.
But like Martin
Stone
said,
got a mean look in his eye right now.
Yeah.
You know.
You weren't the favorite?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not even close.
Well, I was.
But, I've met all your siblings, you know, before they passed on, and I see why you and Jan were the favorite. And there's good reason for that.
Oh, so. No, there is.
You're our favorite.
I was
too.
Abused by five older brothers and sisters, and so was Jan.
Okay. That's funny. So Stone, I guess
look, I had an identity crisis because of it.
Well, the telling point in all of this is baby, 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 first.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest.
Hey, the first always catches it.
You were the trainee.
I was the guinea pig.
Yeah. The first one, you know, you're the guinea pig.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here's the deal. What's the favorite, your fondest recollection about your mom growing up? Because I've got mine.
Do
you? Yeah, I'll start with mine.
Go ahead.
Mama, okay, Dad was always away working. Okay, so that left the discipline, okay, up to Mom. Okay, and it just, now that, you know, as you look back, a lot of things that wasn't funny at the time, become hilarious, okay? So mom was one of the type that she would, you would do something like break a butcher knife or something, and she'd say, I'm going to get you for that. 3 days later, you're something, you, time has moved on.
Did he say break a butcher knife?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but.
Well, no, because, yeah, that happened a lot around Robertson's house, okay, because everything is geared around food. So we broke a lot of butcher knife. But anyway, 3 or 4 days later, something else would happen. She said, I'm going to get you for that. 5 days later, something else happened. Then you would catch her in one of them, what we call, mom's in a bad mood. But when she was in a bad mood, she'd grab hold of you. And then the discussion would go like this. Go out and get me a switch off of the bush and then come back.
Yep.
And then it was one of them bushes, you know, people say God ain't got a sense of humor. Oh, yeah, trust me. Maybe all that thunder stuff, maybe that's him laughing. I don't know. But anyway, he's got a sense of humor because, hey, he made a bush grow in our yard that it was one purpose in life. It grew the perfect switches to whip young people with. Mm-hmm. Okay, because all mama had to do was do this with her wrist, and that thing would eat you up.
I think them things were passed down from generation to generation. Like you go cut a limb off and stab it in the ground when you get ready to have kids, and it grow, and then that way you always had something.
It may be.
I don't know.
Because we had one in our yard. So anyway, I go, and then I get to the age, okay, 12, 13, you know, I done got smart. I know it. I know what's going on now. Yeah, so she told me to go get a switch. I went out there and I grab it and do it this way. Yeah, that and a break after about four licks. Break it off. Oh, yeah, it lasted four licks. She broke that one and she said, young man, go get me another one. And she said, let me go ahead and explain to thee. We may be here all day and we may pick every that bush down to the bare ground. Because you better get a good one. Look, the next one I picked, she whooped me for 6 months. Okay, and when it broke, my mother literally hit her knees and cried.
I thought we were talking about the fondest
memory. Oh, it was the fondest memory.
That's why he said, well, you know, when you look back and things that weren't funny are
funny
now.
It wasn't funny at the time, but now looking back, because look, you know, you'd do stuff, and she'd let it go for 3 weeks, and then you're running around. She's got you by the hand. And she's got that little old switch that is just eating your bare legs alive. And she's just, you're doing a dance. She's leading. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're running around a circle and she's just, oh yeah, what was it last week? Oh yeah, you broke that butcher knife. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, hold it. 2 days ago, what was that? What did you do? You were disrespectful.
He's spinning in his chair.
You know, and I'm just, my legs.
I thought you were the
looked like I'd been out in the sun and had a bad sunburn as she got through tearing them legs up.
You know, we had a peach tree in our backyard.
Ooh-wee.
And those peach limbs, they had some burrs on them.
Burrs on them.
Of course, we had to do the same thing. Mama would say, go out there and pick you a limb. Mm-hmm. Cut you a limb off, bring it back. Of course, I would much rather mama give me a whooping when I was a kid than my dad. Mm-hmm. My dad was a large individual, and he took that belt, and that was,
And it whistles through the air.
And it whistles.
Yeah. It whistles through the air.
Yeah, Big Mike don't play.
No, he don't play. But yeah. I would say my fondest memory of my mother, when I say fondest, I'd say one of the best lessons she taught me is when I remember when I was 7, 8 years old, I wanted to play basketball. Well, we had a basketball goal in the backyard. Well, my mom would play with me every day when I got home from school. We'd play, and she'd whoop my butt. Every day, I couldn't beat
her. The girl could play basketball.
You know, but I'd get a year older. She still beat me. I'd get closer and closer. And I remember her telling the story how I used to throw fits and just act like an idiot because I couldn't win. And I finally won one day. And I guess I was about 11 or 12. And she said, well, you finally beat me. I guess I'm not going to play anymore.
Send her into retirement.
And I said, wait a minute now. She said, play with your brothers.
I'm done with you.
So the lesson she taught me, and she told me later on, we laughed about it. She said, she said, I knew there would come a day when I wouldn't be able to beat you. So I beat you as many times as I could before that day got there. So, and then I turned around and did the same thing to my brothers.
But she wasn't about to stick around for you to drum her from there on out.
That's right.
I like
that's right.
That. Go that out was, on top, boys.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Funny. Yeah, my mom, same way. She, I'm trying to think. Like you said, Si, looking back on it, it's one of them deals, you know, I'm thankful for my mom, no matter. Saturday and Sundays for a lot of kids were weekend, right? Well, not us growing up. Saturday meant you got to mow all the credit union yards for no money. You know, no cash money changed hands. But I never wanted anything either. But every Saturday morning, from about the time I was 6, maybe 7 years old, I was at that credit union mowing that grass and pulling weeds out of flower beds, doing all that kind of mess. And then Sunday morning, you think, man, I get to sleep. Not Sunday morning, church. Yep. And dadgummit, yep. She drug us there kicking and screaming. But she drug us there. And that I'm thankful for. And for teaching me on Saturday mornings, it ain't nothing in this life given to you. Get up, wake your butt up, you go earn it.
Go to work.
Like I said, I never received cash money, but I never wanted anything. If we was at the store and they had new fishing bait, mama buy me that new fishing bait, long as I kept mowing that grass. I never, you know, that was, and looking back on it at the time, I was thinking, man, you working, doing all this, ain't getting no money. What the heck? And then I look back at it, and I'm like, but I got a new fishing rod, got a new fishing bait, got a new tackle box, got a new shotgun, you know, any of that kind of stuff that I wanted. As long as I did that, they took care of me. So, you know, I'm thankful for those lessons that she taught me that early, you know. That's a cool thing.
Well, you know, I'm looking back. When I was a kid, we had a list of chores that we had to accomplish every day. And nowadays I look at kids, even I can say this about my own parenting, I do not have enough chores for my kids every day. So I need to get back to the old ways of doing things. I'll look around, I'm washing dishes, I'm thinking, why am I washing dishes? I got three kids. You know, mama's in there doing laundry. I'm thinking, why is mama doing laundry? We got three kids. Yeah. So we fixing to have an awakening of sorts at my house.
It just happened.
But they do help their mother a lot, which it makes me feel good inside, watching them help their mother do stuff like that. But no, back even in when Si was growing up, I can't imagine the list of chores he had to do.
Oh, yeah, they had to milk a cow.
My chores consisted of weed eating, you know, around a sewage pond. And, I mean, you get that weed eater on the edge of that sewage pond just right, and you just get covered with that green sludge.
Yeah, and that's back before they gave you safety glasses.
That's
too.
Right, no glasses.
Get get some of that moisture up there around your eye.
You know, mow the yard, weed eat.
All my chores were mowing other people's yards. Yeah. I don't think my dad trusted me to mow his, but I had to mow all the grandparents.
That's the same way my dad was. I wasn't going to touch a yard at the house. Everybody else's yard, fair game.
I noticed you had a crew mowing your yard the other day I drove by. My uncle always
said. At my house?
Yeah.
No.
You mow your own yard?
I mow my own yard. Man, I bought a lawnmower this year.
Do you really?
Yeah. There's a crew at my house, though. They're remodeling.
Oh, okay.
Might have been them.
Might have been them.
There was a crew this morning mowing the median, but I don't know. I've always wondered who did that. Finally found out. But no, I mow my own yard now. I took some time off there when Willie had me gone every weekend.
How long does it take you to mow your yard?
My yard? 30 minutes. Mowing. Then it's like an hour of weed eating.
Lucky rascal.
How often do you mow your yard?
Every 2 weeks or so. I'm feeling judged.
Not now.
He drove past this morning and thought, that needs mowed, and you are correct. But there's been trucks in my yard. I was trying to see where he was going. That's exactly why
I had to move out of the compound. But, look.
Yeah, everybody passes my house and judges me on their way out.
Well, you know, Johnny is the, what do you call it? The
HOA, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My Uncle Johnny. But his yards look terrible lately. He keeps claiming it's too wet. I'm like, no, that thing's
Well, look, moms everywhere, mothers, mothers-to-be, those that are struggling to be mothers, mothers that have passed, everybody dealing with every different stage of motherhood in your life, we salute you because y'all are the glue. And we'll be right back after our first
Can I talk about my mom?
We'll do it when we come back.
Yeah. A little tiny lady?
Yeah, come on.
She couldn't hurt me.
We gonna run it back.
No, listening to y'all, it's, you know, I never thought about it. The parents must have got together and talked to each other about, okay, how are we going to do this? Because y'all are saying the same thing that mine said.
They're turning them cameras on.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
No, I guarantee you, I think that switch tree was passed down from generation to generation.
Too. We didn't have a switch tree.
You was lucky.
But my mom was too small.
But you had a queen size bed. Yeah. No, I'm not going down the Willie Road. I'm not going down that road.
That ain't me.
No, I'm just telling you right now, my mamma, who was a lot like my mom in a lot of ways, because both my parents worked, had a switch tree. And then mom also had a switch tree at the house. All the difference was at Mamaw's house, it was a lot shorter walk to that switch tree, so you couldn't put off the correction quite as long. You know, Mom, at the house, you could kind of get lost and meander and give yourself about 30 minutes, get psyched up for it. Mamaw watched you every step of the way. It wasn't about 7 steps from the back door.
Yeah.
And then, buddy, when you got up there.
Well, Grandmama now was, no. No. She's like, Grandmama was like homie. Homie don't play. Okay, and neither did the grandmama. You know, would tear your butt up.
And grandma spanked you?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, buddy.
What are you talking about?
I'm from a long line of tiny people.
My grandma was 5'2 with a perm, Jack, and she would beat the snot out of you right now if you needed it.
Grandmama Shores, she was 87 when she died? Everything in her kitchen was Dutch oven iron, okay? So when,
strong.
Little white-headed lady in her house was a log cabin that she had done washed with a rag so much that it was slick as a baby, newborn baby's butt and white. Hmm. Okay, because she put turpentine on a rag. Turpentine thing.
I believe.
She'd whoop you and I. You grab hold of that woman's arm. You know, no.
And I can say this for both my mamas, both my grandmothers. They were the kind that cooked my grandpa's lunch every day. And I'm not talking about like going there and put them a cold sandwich together. Yeah. I'm talking about peas, cornbread, fried deer steak, some sort of something.
Yeah.
There was
a full meal.
Lunch was
a
lunch.
A full meal.
Yeah. Just like we used to have down at Phil and Kate's.
Oh, yeah.
They did that for my papaws every day, which is why I was always like, yeah, I'll stay at my mom's. You kidding? That's how I went from 90 pounds to 160.
I got
on my mom's bag, son. Yeah.
Here's the choice, okay? You know, you don't want dad whooping you.
No, uh-uh.
Okay, or you don't want grandmama whooping you.
Mm-mm.
Mama's way better. Okay? And look.
He ain't lying.
No, because look, someone wrote a song about it, and I wish I could remember the name of it. The whole song is about, I knew mama before she was mama.
Oh.
Because people don't realize it, you know, because my kids, I remember my kids talking in a room, they done got their butt tore up. And they was in there talking about, well, how in the world did she know that? You know, you could hear them whispering in there talking about, we was behind closed doors. How did she know what we was doing? You know, mm-hmm. We'd tell them, talking about, hey, it's hard for you to imagine there's child. I was your age once, you know. I done what you do. Yeah, you know, so it's hilarious, okay?
So Johnny D, give us something about Big Jan.
Big Jan?
We all love Big Jan.
See, that's y'all talking about mamas and grandmas. I got like a few spankings from my mom, never from either of my grandmas. But I think it's because the men in my life were so scary, they just knew to threaten that. Because my My dad's dad was a sergeant in Vietnam and a Church of Christ preacher. So that's just scary there.
Ooh.
That's hard nose there, boys. And so then, and my papa just sent me back to my dad. But I remember, I don't know if I've told this story, the last spanking my mom ever gave me, I was like in the second grade. My mom's 5'4", couldn't hurt anything if she tried. I started laughing.
Bad call.
That was the last one ever.
Bad call.
Last thing
wrong reaction.
Yeah.
And so my dad just, I mean, my dad beat the snot out of me with the belt.
I figured out mom pretty early. I'd let her get about 4 or 5 licks in, then I'd let that first crocodile tear go down the face. She'd say, that's enough.
I was too dumb.
But I was always knew I was with Si. Mama's the one you want whooping you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish.
Because mama still looks at you like her baby, and she going to whoop you and correct you. But she ain't going to go to where if dad's got to get called in.
Things have got serious.
It's done got bad.
Yeah.
I just wish I knew.
It's got bad. If dad's called in for the discipline,
everyone's
in serious trouble, Jack.
And mama would whoop you twice a day whether you needed it or not.
See, I wish my mama would have spanked me because she was smaller than my mom.
Look, I tell you, worst one I got from my grandmama.
Grandma spanked people?
Oh, man.
I'm still.
I come in with wet, muddy shoes on. I knew the rule was to drop them at the door. But I had to use the bathroom. I was in a bind.
Yeah, he's in a bind. Bind,
so,
he's in a bind.
So she let me finish using the bathroom first.
And then she whooped you?
And then she whooped me. Yeah. And then she made me clean it all up.
There you go.
But I had to take that whooping because if not, we's going to have a lot bigger mess to take care of other than that.
I can safely say my mama had never whooped me.
I'll tell you nothing about my mama. So. I watched her wash my cousin's mouth with Comet.
With Comet?
Because he said a cuss word.
Oh, yeah.
She said, give me that tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Took that tongue
open your
and
mouth.
Poured that Comet on that tongue.
Open your mouth.
And got it all.
Comet.
Comet.
Yeah,
green
there's
Comet.
There's literally a number on there to call if you ingest this.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, this was back in the day, sir.
Yeah.
That's
oh, my grandparents were old school. I may not be but 35, but they both retired early and... I got in on that generation of raising just like my dad did. Yeah, man,
that's one of my biggest regrets, okay, is I did not get to know. I got to know both grandmamas, but I did not get to know the men, my grandfathers, neither one on either side. And it has always, to put it mildly, pissed me off big time, okay, because when they talk about them now, you know, because I tell people this all the time. Kids get something from grandparents.
Oh, for sure.
That they can, it's not anywhere else in the world. And I don't know if it's because the parents hadn't got the time to actually spend the time with them. The grandparents do have the time.
Oh, I love staying at my mom and pa's. Yeah, fished every day.
Yeah.
Or worked in the garden. Or
and it was like you said. Well, no, because all I remember is the love that my parents showed each other. Okay, because I feel so sorry for kids that don't have a mom and dad. Because my father never left the house that he didn't kiss mom bye. Never left the house. Because mama would remind him if he got in a hurry like he was going, you know, I had to go to work.
Yeah.
He'd be getting in the car or something. She'd, James, you forgetting something? All right, here he comes. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Mama had his boy fan on him, too.
Yeah, I did forget. He'd run back and give her a kiss, okay? But, I mean, that's what kids are missing today, though.
Yeah.
Okay, like you was talking about, I know good and well just when you say about your papa. Yeah. That woman wanted to cook the meal every day of his life.
Every day.
My father, I remember him, and mama would get so mad every once in a while. All dad had to do was... He'd shake that glass and hey, mom's standing beside him, pour it for the tea. And then every time she'd catch it, it'd make her so mad. James, I'm gonna knock your head off. And hey, all they do is shake that glass, she'd fill that tea glass.
Martin's gonna try that tonight when he gets home. Well, Brittany, see what Brittany
let
does.
Me tell you what Brittany gonna say. I wish you quit making all that racket.
That wouldn't work.
Tell me, hey, you nervous or something?
Yeah. She'd say, what's wrong with your cup?
Something wrong with your hand?
Like, it's just the opposite of my house. My wife says, go in there and fix me a glass of water. You know what I do?
Yeah, but hey.
I go fix a glass of water.
Here's the thing. Hey, that works for you and them.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. If it works for you, more power to you.
No, it works just fine.
Yeah. I'm serious, you know.
The look on Stone's face. Oh, yeah. It works just fine.
It works just fine.
Not a thing I'd change. Get your own water. No.
Get her a bottle
of water. Man. Golly. Well, that's awesome. Look, let's take our next break. We'll be back right after this. Oh, my grandma was so funny. She's hard. I done told you she whooped me all the time. Right. Loved to fish. Yeah. Loved to hunt. Hunted deer all the way up until she couldn't no more.
Oh, yeah.
Until she was 84, I think.
Yeah.
It was the last year she killed a deer. But would not go to town without doing her hair and her makeup in case she ran into somebody.
In case she saw somebody she knew.
Now, we go stay at the camp for a week and shower twice.
I love it.
You know? But if she was going to town, buddy, she had that perm high and tight, had that perfume on, had her makeup done. Because she may run into, she may see somebody she knows.
Did she always have the rollers in her hair when you'd go over?
No, she got it. She got it showing up just permed at the lady next door was a hairdresser. So she'd just walk across the pasture to the hairdresser and get her hair permed. And you wasn't ever going to see. She wasn't no old white-headed granny. She kept that mess colored till the day she died. She kept that mess colored light brown. She was funny, but I'm talking about hard as nails. I'm just as tough. You know, any of my friends growing up, she toted around a Remington 1100 shotgun with a 28-inch foil barrel on it. That's what she deer hunted with. That's what she squirrel hunted with. It didn't matter. That old woman had that shotgun, and buddy, if she ever drew down on you, you go ahead and add that one to the pot. They didn't nothing get away from Mama. Oh, she was a weird squirrel hunter, though. She's one of them squirrel hunters that sit there. She find her a beech tree or a hickory tree or something, and she'd let them come to her. She'd squirrel hunt till 10 o'clock in the morning. Just sit on the ground waiting for them to come eat. Whop! Boy, but she made some good squirrel and gravy. Man alive. I miss that woman, squirrel and gravy. Si, you'd like that.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt about it. We done got down just talking about mamas and grandmamas. Right, and
I'll show you that.
And then there's this guy. Look like Ghostbusters.
What is it?
Picture of Jason.
Is that Jace?
In his bat.
Hazmat suit.
Hazmat suit.
He had a bunch of bats to send on him, so he's trying to shoo them out the front door. But he's wearing a sheet, and he's got a tennis racket.
When was this?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Of course, everybody's gone. See, he's the only one
there's
there.
There's bats in his house?
Oh, yeah. He said there was about 20 of them flying around in circles.
20 bats?
And he got all the doors open. He's got a leaf blower trying to get them out of there. Yeah,
the ducks.
He said, "Well, do you think it'd help if I let my dog in here? You think he'd get him out of there?" Yeah. I'm like, "Your dog? I'll get old Biggin in here, big old yellow lab." But he's wired.
Stuff like this always happens to Jason.
If somebody
Robinson.
Needs to film that, though.
No, are the bats still in his house?
Oh yeah, he can't get them out.
I
didn't know he had a bat problem here.
Be like Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
call the bat patrol, boys.
Who you gonna call?
That's right, Batman. Call Batman Robin, see what they do with it.
He'll be talking about that for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, and here's one thing I'll tell you.
I don't.
And every time he tells that story, it's going to get a little more dangerous.
There's going to be more bats.
Yeah. Oh, I had one light right there on my shoulder, and, you know, I had.
They're going to be 10 pounders, too.
The biggest bats you've ever
I wonder
seen.
I wonder where he gets that from.
I can't imagine. Uh-oh. Look at the man over there. Look at him shaking his head.
We're guessing you.
I never did realize it till people get to talk about me and Jason. I said, well, you know, I lived in Junction City up there where Phil was teaching school. You know, and we kept Jason when he was a baby a lot on weekends. Mm-hmm. You know, because Kane, you know, needed a break. So that's why he's, you know, and plus, Phil had told me, you know, Kay's in the hospital and I was there, and she said, hey, go find your brother and find out what he wants to call this boy.
Wait, hold on. So Kay's in the hospital having a kid, and you're the only Robertson there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that a true story?
No, that's a true story.
Willie tells
very,
that story.
Very believable.
No,
where,
no.
Where was Phil?
Phil was on the Red River fishing, putting out nets and trot lines, okay, trying to make a living.
100.
Okay. So, look, I walk up on the levee, you know, walk up, get on the cliff. He's down there in the boat, and I said, hey. He said, what? I said, Kay wants to know what you mean, what we're going to name his child y'all are having. You know, and he said, what you want me to do about it? I done my part. You know? And I said, hey, your woman asked you what to name the child.
And the child has been born?
Oh, yeah. You know, and Phil looks and said, hey, I ain't got time to fool with you. Name him after you. You know, so I come back and tell Kay, I said, Kay, you're not going to believe this. And she said, what? I said, your husband said, name him after me. And she's thinking, she, okay, I said, okay. You know, Jason Silas Robson. Okay. That's his going to be his name. I said, he's marked for life, Kay.
Hold up.
And he literally was.
Oh, man.
Willie tells that story, that the same story, and that's how Willie got his name.
No.
You had to go down to the river and ask Phil what to name Willie.
No, it was Jace.
It was
Willie done started blowing smoke worse than I am.
I love
that. That's hysterical. Yeah, I've heard that story 100 times, but it always ends with naming Willie.
Hey, all the Robertsons are pretty good storytellers.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Jace ain't got no bugs on him. He tell a story now.
Y'all all tell him the same story, though, right. Just inserting your own name.
Well, just put whatever name you want on it.
I'm going to be honest. I think this version's the one I'm going with.
Yeah.
If he was there. Si's in charge of naming somebody, don't
I was
I mean,
with
Silas.
I was with Miss Kay and Phil Robertson on their first date. I was their chaperone.
You were younger than them.
I know it. Yeah. We're sitting at the stupid, can't even think of the joint's name now, where everybody hanged out at school. You know.
The cafeteria.
And Kay, and look, I'm in the back seat of Kay's car. You know, Phil's driving, Kay's sitting beside him. They all walk up and said, who's that in the back seat, you know, Phil? He said, oh, it ain't nobody beside. Don't worry about it. Because, hey, I went everywhere they went. Okay. I'm serious.
And you still are.
And still, I'm still with them.
Okay. You know, Phil tells a story of how he, when he hired Si to make the reeds. How long ago was that, Si? What year was that? Do you remember?
93 is when I showed
1993, up. 1993, he said he called up Si. And Silas Franklin said, yep. Phil says, I need you to get down here and make these reeds. The only thing you have to do is get up and
you
go.
You got one requirement.
One requirement. You get up and you go duck hunting every day during duck season. Silas said, I'll be there tomorrow. Boom.
This was the craziest thing. Look, this is Friday afternoon. Okay, my wife's working. She works for the government. I'm working in a deadbeat job. So we're both sick.
You were the assistant to the greenskeeper, wasn't you?
Oh, yeah, no, he was. Yeah. Anyway, it was a deadbeat job. So look, this is Friday. She comes home, okay, and when I married her, we come down here to Louisiana, okay, and stay with Phil and Kay for a while till we, you know, got a new job and got away finally. But when we left, then she said, hey, I'll never come back to Louisiana ever again.
Hmm.
Yeah. So she said this my whole married life. I'll never go back
she
to Louisiana.
She said that after she lived with Phil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so hey, look. You know, Friday afternoon, she comes home, and, you know, and as soon as she walks in, we sit down, you know, we get to talking about what's going on. She said, you know what you need to do? You know, and I'm looking, I said, what are you talking about? She said, you need to go to Louisiana and work for your brother. Well, I literally got on the phone and called Tracy Lee and said, hey, I'm pretty sure your mom's dying. I'm serious. It's a serious deal. I said, I think your mom's dying. And Tracy said, what are you talking about? I said, well, she just told me I need to go work for my brother and we're going to move back to Louisiana. And Tracy says, yeah, I think she's dying. So me and Tracy both think she's dying. Okay, so look, this is Friday. Saturday, okay, I call Phil to find out what's going on, and he says, hey, you know what you need to do? And I said, what's that? He said, I need you to come down here and work for me. You need to put the reeds together. He said, I can't get none of these idiots around here to do it. They just won't do it. So he said, I need somebody that I can depend on that will sit down and put the reeds together. Yeah, so that's the way the conference goes. I said, okay. I said, well, I got to see if I can sell this place of mine, and I'll get back with you. That's Saturday. Sunday, we go to church, and here's the way the conversation goes with the people at church. Hey, I'm thinking about moving to Louisiana, but I got to sell my place. So, look, we leave the church building, drive back home. We're eating dinner. A lady from church pulls up in the yard and says, you ain't sold your place yet, have you? And I said, no, darling, we just talked about it today. She said, I'll buy it. How much you want for it? And I told her whatever it was, you know, $15,000, whatever, you know. She said, okay, we'll do the paperwork tomorrow. Yeah. So, look, I was looking at Christine, and I said, hey, look, I'm going to pack my stuff, and I'm going to the fields tomorrow morning. I said, when you get everything ready, okay, I'll come sign the paperwork, pick you up, and we'll head out. And that's why, and look, this God worked all this out.
I'd say it's almost like he was meant to be here.
No,
right?
No. Yeah. No, you got to think about that. Friday, she says, hey, you need to go to Louisiana and work for your brother. Saturday, you know, he calls, we talk, and then yeah, you need to come work for me. You know, Sunday, the house is sold, the farm is sold, and hey, hey, babe, I'm leaving in the morning, you know, I'm going to Phil's house. You know, as soon as you get everything ready to go, I'll be back over, sign, pick you up. All right, rest of it's history.
And Phil Potter has never been the same.
Hey, Phil Potter has never been the same. And hey, and I put Wes Monroe on the map.
Got boom. It. Oh. Got it.
Mic drop.
That sounds like a good time to take a break right there. Let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. All right.
Good
we're
tea,
back.
Boys.
He's having good tea, boys. He's belching. Johnny D. Burp.
What's up, Martin?
What's been happening in the world?
Of
anything
the internet?
Interesting?
Si, did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
Nope, I didn't.
I always get excited about the Kentucky Derby, and then I find out that it ends before I can watch it. It's very quick. Like, you have to really be in tune with horse racing.
Well, what happened with the Kentucky Derby?
The winner.
What about the winner?
Tested positive for steroids.
Not the jockey.
No, yeah, not the jockey. No. The horse.
I was fixing to say. The jockey tested positive. Who cares?
But it was the horse.
Oh, it was the horse?
The actual runner. Medina Spirit.
Medina Spirit. What a name.
But yeah.
But he tested positive for steroids.
So now I don't know.
Was he denied his trophy?
I don't know. He could be disqualified. Do you think? Here's the question. Should horses be disqualified for horse steroids?
Well, of course.
No.
What do you mean no?
That horse didn't inject himself. That's not the horse's fault.
Hey, he tested positive for steroids.
But it's not the horse's fault. Don't take the title from the horse. Take it from the man.
Do you think those steroids might have altered the outcome?
Not really.
I don't know how did.
Nope, not really.
Is the horse just like jacked? Is it a super big horse?
You think those steroids made that horse run?
Hey, they trained that horse, okay, and put him in a weight room, and he lifted weights, and he worked out, you know, and then he won the Kentucky Derby.
Thank you.
Give me a break. Hey.
So you're saying the
it's
horse.
It's a drug, okay? And look, hey, the guy that come up with this was a drug dealer.
And he's a bad person.
Oh, no, he's a bad person, and he's sitting there thinking, okay, how can I make this where I can sell more of it?
And you make,
then he comes up with he has a brainstorm, and it was a good one because he said, oh, I'm not going to sell you drugs anymore. This is a performance enhancement thing I'm selling you now.
For horses.
Hey, no, for people too. Okay. Hey, yeah, the biggest bunch of bull.
All right, kids, don't do drugs.
So, you know, I just got to know.
Hey, disqualify the sucker.
The human, not the horse.
Hey, well, disqualify both of them.
The horse is, the human's in trouble.
That's right.
Poor horse didn't have nothing to do with it.
The horse, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
The horse, wrong place, wrong time. All right, you want to hear what else is happening?
Well, that's a plausible deniability. That's what that is.
The horse's argument is easy. I don't have thumbs. So like, how am I going to work a needle? You just put it in the wall and I back up to it?
All right, so moving on from the horse, check this out. I'm showing Si a video. There is a tiger on the loose in Houston, Texas.
In Texas?
Yes, in Texas.
In Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, boys.
But there's tigers.
We got tigers loose in the neighborhood.
In a Houston neighborhood. And I think that proves that Black Panthers are real.
Here, kitty.
Look.
Because you wouldn't. You would say there's no tigers in Houston.
That's
but
right.
Here's a tiger.
But here's a tiger in Houston.
The whole neighborhood's up in arms about it, too.
Yeah.
And there's video of it.
It is.
Correct?
Yep.
Where's the video of your Black Panther? Where's video of your Black Panther?
Oh, they've got pictures of them now.
Thank you.
Okay. And I want this to be made clear since we're back on this.
I believe.
We're back on it again. Hey, that tiger's beautiful.
My argument has never been that there aren't black cats. We obviously know there are black cats that exist in this
world. Jaguars.
My argument is there is no black mountain lion that roams freely in North Louisiana.
But you would have said the same thing about a Bengal tiger in Houston.
Did he roam freely?
Yes.
For how long?
Until his owner put him back on the leash and took him back
in the cage. When those things come up missing, somebody's looking for him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap, my tiger got out. Like,
we got to get us a tiger.
I mean, you know.
Well, you're saying a Black Panther don't exist, and I went to the Seminole Indians, and they had a big cat in a cage, and on the above the door was the word Black Panther, yet, hey, he wasn't black. He was the color of that hat right there.
Brown?
But they had Black Panther, and he was pretty. He was a little young thing, weighed about, 125, 130, maybe 150. So I don't hear this Black Panther crap, okay? They are alive and well out there in the woods, boys.
Yes, they are.
And the tigers are alive and well in the neighborhood.
In the suburbs of
and
Houston.
There's a bunch of them that live wild in India.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's a big tiger, by the
way. Did they say
800 pounder.
What?
Did they say his name?
The tiger's name? Tony.
Was it really?
No.
Hey, his name is
I was about to say, that's a little on the nose.
His name is Rufus.
So the video.
Oh, I like that.
The tiger, Rufus. I mean, I would poop my pants if I was in my neighborhood and saw this thing because it's huge. And then everybody's freaking out. There's guns involved. And then some guy's like, hold on, everybody. And just goes and puts him on a leash and walks him back into his house.
Yeah. Come here, Snowball.
Yeah, so
come here, kitty.
Made me super nervous just thinking about tigers on the loose. But we should get you a Black Panther as a pet.
I know. I would like to have one.
Wow.
Somebody listening's going to have to make
that
happen.
I wouldn't do it because, I know you don't make pets out of wild animals.
This is
because
true.
Because you never know when they're going to go wild on you.
Yeah. If I was going to make a pet out of a wild animal, it'd be a turtle.
Yeah,
I feel pretty
and
safe.
And even they'll bite you.
Yeah, they'll bite you, but they ain't going to kill you.
I had four turtles when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cat squirrels make a good pet.
He bites you, too.
Oh, he'll bite you, too, because I had one. Yes. And I was paralyzed for just a second.
All right. And then I got one more story. Good news from Alton, Illinois. A young man who was in a program. He has autism, but he was working at Schnucks Grocery Store.
Schnucks.
His name is Ben Mazur. He's 24 years old. He's working, putting all the carts back. And all the grocery stores on a hill, there is a baby in a cart going down the hill.
Uh-oh.
Towards traffic.
Not good.
We're all right. Ben Mazur takes off running, saves the baby, saves the baby's life. And now, if you're from Alton, Missouri, every May 5th is now known as Ben Mazur Day. And
that's awesome.
News.
That's cool. Awesome.
That's good.
That's our good news for the day.
Boys. Ben, we salute you, son.
That's it. Hey, good work.
Springing into action. There's a lot of stories. I didn't know there was this many stories of people just springing into action to save children.
Yeah.
I kind of want to read one of these every podcast we got.
Yeah, I agree.
But between horse cheating, Tigers of Roman Houston, and people just saving the
and
day.
And Ben saving the day.
That's what the internet's all about today, Si, on the day that we're filming
at least,
this.
Hey, At least it's good stuff.
Is the horse cheating good stuff?
Well, the horse cheating, no. There was a man involved in that. Okay. It wasn't the horse's fault. Martin, not, is not right. Only, Martin is right about that, but he's still disqualified.
And going back to the other story, not only did he save the baby, he actually went to work.
Now that's an American hero.
And that's something these days.
My man said it's time to go to work. Hey, if you don't go to work, you can't have a day that's named right.
You won't
people.
Be able to save the baby if you don't go to work.
That's right.
Strong points, though. All right, let's take one final break, and we're going to come back and get in that mailbox.
Hello at duckcallroom.com.
That's it. Slash dot duck.
Slash dot duck.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's time for probably, arguably, our favorite part of the week. We're in the hello at duckcallroom.com inbox, but first...
Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Stone got a package. I'm going to let Stone, since it's just for him, I'm going to let Stone do a little thank you to the man that sent him a bunch of crappy jigs. Well, so, Stone?
Well, I got something in the mail. I guess old Randall from Tennessee felt sorry for me because everybody else getting stuff except me. And I got the jackpot of all gifts, I think. Now, Randall from Tennessee sent me some hand-tied crappie jigs.
Hand-tied.
Hand-tied.
You'll never see them again.
Yep, those are now size.
And that was actually a good color. Now, I know this is a great gift because I used to dabble in this.
In jig tie?
In tying jigs.
Yeah, I did too.
And it's not easy. And you got to have some patience.
The lip balm.
I was looking at him. He tied some good white, stuff. They got marabou.
White with a pink head.
That pink and white is a good color on.
They'll bite that. Whoa. Yeah.
That was almost bad.
Almost real bad.
What? In the coffee?
Yeah.
That'd have been size second one in as many weeks.
And they're also marabou feathers,
boys.
Which I know they work. So
yep, marabou.
The thing about a marabou is you don't have to jig it. You just hold it, and that marabou does all the jigging for you.
It's like a Hawaiian hula dancer.
That's it. It's real subtle. And those crappies, they can't stand it.
That's right, boy.
So, Randall, thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and I will put them to use.
We will put them to use. I'll be there with him.
In the very near future.
Si's going to put them to
All right, Johnny D, what's in that inbox?
Randall's emailed in a few times, too. I've actually responded to him a couple times, and Randall, Jay did get your package. That was his last email. I just checked it. All right, we got a weird one. Caleb, he's 17 years old. He is from Michigan, and I was like, I don't know that this is really our podcast thing, but persistence is key, and Caleb has asked four times. So, Caleb, I'm going to do it for you. What are our favorite Disney princess? I don't know. He keeps asking. And
anybody want to go first here?
Our favorite Disney princess?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite Disney princess?
Yeah, it's got to be Minnie Mouse, man.
Close enough for me.
Right. Minnie Mouse.
You're going Minnie Mouse. You have daughters. BK doesn't watch a lot of princess
Bullfrog
movies.
No. The youngest one, I think she likes, what's the one in the blue dress?
Cinderella?
Frozen?
Yeah. That one. That's the one she likes.
Yeah.
Frozen. Anna or Elsa?
I don't know her name.
Elsa?
I think that's it.
Elsa?
I think that's the one she
likes. I just know she's on Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen's a good movie. One. Two?
Yeah. Not so much.
Nah. Not so much. When my daughter wants to watch Frozen 2, I bail. I'm like, you're on your own.
Well, if I'm picking one, I'm going with Moana.
Who? Moana?
Moana.
He's a new age kind of guy.
Well, it's a great show. Have you not watched it? You've had to have watched it. I mean, you got kids.
The Rock's in that one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he's got the little tattoos that dance all around him. It's cool.
It's a fun one.
Hey, I'm going to predict within 10 years, The Rock will be president of the United States.
The Rock will be
president. Is that your prediction?
I'm predicting it right now. You heard it.
You heard it first here, boys.
Do you smell what Stone's cooking?
I wish.
That's true. I'd love to smell a big old brisket right about now.
That would be good.
A big tenderloin.
That's a 24-hour process, that brisket making.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow about 4.
So the man that asked the question hadn't given us an answer.
I see, because that's tough, because Frozen's a good movie.
But my wife, she kind of got a Snow White look about her.
True.
Snow White.
And that's like when she goes Halloween, she got a Snow White costume. So I kind of have to say Snow White.
All right.
But I'm going to cheat and say Princess Leia. What?
Princess Leia.
That's Disney now.
It is.
Princess Leia's got to be way cooler than Cinderella.
I like Si just said straight Minnie Mouse. Love it.
Minnie Mouse.
You used to look like a Little Mermaid guy.
She's trying to marry Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you choose a Little Mermaid? You're married to a redhead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Look, and I had to put up with that mermaid, so hey, I don't want to hear it.
Been putting up with one your whole life. Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm going with Princess Leia and Snow White.
Princess Leia and Snow White.
Princess Leia's got to be a Disney princess at this point, right?
Yeah. I said.
Princess is in her name.
Minnie Mouse wants to marry, what is it?
Mickey?
No, not Mickey. Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
Mickey's stronger
cousin. She wants to marry Mighty Mouse, boys.
Mighty Mouse is. That's
he can fly.
There is a cartoon, Mighty Mouse.
I don't think it's Disney, though, is it? I think it's like
if
Warner
it ain't
Brothers.
Disney, hey, that was Disney's.
But they
problem.
May all be the same people
hey,
now.
That
may
be Disney's problem.
Well, if you're Si's age, Mighty Mouse was really cool.
Hey, he was a bad dude, boys.
Did you ever watch Underdog?
Yep.
Bum, 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 bum. My kids love Underdog. Just the song. I don't
know how to
watch it.
I like the Droopy Dog.
I love Droopy cartoons.
No, they were good. That's the one that when you said the Underdog, that's who I saw, Droopy Dog.
Yeah.
You didn't see Underdog?
Yeah.
Underdog was good, too.
I have no need to fear.
Hey, Droopy ears, boys.
All right, Johnny.
He was a deputy.
What Bible verse
deputy
you got
dog.
Us?
Hey, let's go with one that's kind of about mothers, but kind of about the good Lord. Isaiah 49:14-16. I think we can all agree we all have great mothers, grandmothers in this room.
Amen.
Helped raise all of us, and we talked about that today. But let me read this one for you real quick. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And then verse 15, "Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Even a great mom ain't as good as God." That's pretty cool.
Amen. Yeah. I can dig it.
Yep.
She is
a gift from God.
She's a gift from God, but she ain't as good.
And she's finer than any jewel, ain't she, Si?
She's more precious than the most precious jewel.
Amen. Moms, we thank you.
We love you.
We salute you.
That's right.
And in the words of Silas, we love you. We're out. We'll see y'all next week.